From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 28th of April.
We'll start in Victoria. Porsche driver Richard Pusey has been sentenced for outraging public decency by filming and swearing at four dying police officers after a tragic Eastern Freeway crash a year ago. Pusey has been sentenced to 10 months jail, but given he's already served 296 days in prison, the 42-year-old could walk free if he's granted bail on other matters. Pusey was also fined $1,000 and had his licence suspended for 2 years.
In other news, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to unveil a $747 million upgrade to Australia's top-end defence facilities. The new investment will boost ADF training facilities, providing for upgraded firing ranges, weapons training simulation and accommodation.
The announcement comes days after Defence Minister Peter Dutton said war with China over Taiwan should not be discounted, and Australia's Home Affairs Secretary warned that the drums of war were growing louder.
To other news, under fire Liberal MP Andrew Lamming has revealed he's been diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah, he told news.com.au he believes the diagnosis explains some of his erratic and eccentric behaviour that has left his career in flames. The Liberal MP, who will resign from politics at the next election, was forced to apologise in March for allegedly abusing female constituents online.
To sport, and boxing champion Floyd Mayweather has agreed to come out of retirement to take on YouTube star Logan Paul in an exhibition bout.
Excited about this.
The two will face off at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium in early June. The pair were supposed to fight in February, but that event was postponed indefinitely.
Floyd Mayweather's going to kill him. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To showbiz now, and Britney Spears is set to speak in court about her conservatorship case. The 39-year-old singer will appear in court on June 23rd, but it's not yet known what matters she wants to address. Britney has been under a conservatorship since 2008, following her mental breakdown in 2007.
And finally in royal news, and it's been revealed Kate Middleton's iconic sapphire engagement ring initially belonged to Prince Harry. Now, the spectacular $500,000 ring was Princess Diana's engagement ring, which Harry then inherited after her death. And according to Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell, Harry offered the ring to Prince William just before he proposed to Kate in 2010, instead of waiting to give it to his own future wife.
Don't feel bad for Meghan Markle, though. She didn't miss out entirely. Harry designed her engagement ring with two diamonds from Diana's personal collection.
And just a reminder, if you want the chance to win $1,000, just play our daily news quiz at news.com.au/quiz, and that cash could be yours.
That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today, or wherever you get your podcasts.